This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, September 4th. I'm Audra McCabe. It's been a big week in Montrose politics, with the departures of two important local leaders. Both announcements followed months of tension with elected officials and lots of commentary and speculation from the public. Yesterday, we brought you the story of City Manager Bill Bell's mutual separation announced by City Council. Now we turn to the school district.
The superintendent of Montrose County School District, Dr. Carrie Stevenson, has officially resigned. The board issued a short statement Thursday morning, writing, "The board has accepted her resignation, and the parties have resolved matters relating to her employment through a mutually agreed separation agreement. The board thanks Dr. Stevenson for her service to the district and wishes her well." Stevenson was placed on leave in May, following the resignation of Olathe Elementary Principal Jennifer Hesse. Board members who voted to place Stevenson on leave said the move was intended to protect district employees from potential retaliation while a third-party investigator examined Hesse's conduct and Stevenson's response. Stevenson subsequently filed a grievance alleging government violations, problems with the superintendent evaluation process, and retaliation. She subsequently pointed to Board President Nisha Balik in her explanation of the grievance. Following a lengthy executive session last month, Vice President Ted Valerio moved to adopt the board's response to the grievance. The motion passed, with board members Jody Hovde and Tom West voting against it. The board's response acknowledged that it could have handled some communications better, but said it did not find any evidence of most of Stevenson's allegations. Then, last week, Dr. Stevenson was asked to voluntarily resign at a special meeting. The board voted unanimously for her resignation, though member Jody Hovde expressed some concern.
I might vote for the outcome of this, but I want it to be on record that I have concerns about the process and how we came to this decision.
The investigation, leave, and subsequent resignation appear to have only deepened divisions within Montrose. In the absence of many public details about what led to Stevenson's departure, speculation has filled the gaps, with community members offering sharply different interpretations of what happened and who was responsible. For some, the resignation is a sign the district needed new leadership. For others, it raises questions about the board's process and treatment of Stevenson. And with both sides largely left to interpret limited public information, the controversy surrounding the district is unlikely to end with Stevenson's resignation.
Earlier this week, we brought you the story behind the hand counting of 83 ballots during April's elections. KVNF's Brody Wilson has since spoken with Montrose City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo and Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines to better understand the debacle and how the two hope to move forward from it.
In April, at least 83 ballots of Montrose's city election never went through the county's counting machines. The city clerk had them counted by hand at City Hall instead, and when a councilor asked her about it in August, she said that she'd had questions about whether certain county election staff were impartial. That one sentence set off a month of accusations. Nobody's ever claimed that the outcome changed, but until this week, only one side had really spoken. Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines says that the city ran late that night. Turnout was higher than the city had planned for, and her staff sat waiting past 10 o'clock. Around the same time, a group that had been watching results at a local coffee shop called. The shop was closing, and they asked if they could come and wait at the county clerk's observation room. This isn't so unusual. Candidates and media will often wait on election results at the county clerk's office.
It ended up being about 8 people, probably, at that point, and 2 of them were candidates on the ballot, but that doesn't mean that nobody else was invited. They were the only ones that asked to join.
City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo confirmed to KVNF in writing that now Mayor Barriaco, Mirror columnist David White, and now City Councilor Adam Wooden were all in the viewing area that evening, along with 3 other people. When the city finally explained the city clerk's concerns, it said that on election night, 2 candidates were in the room while ballots were being scanned. Gines says that isn't what happened. The people were in the waiting room on the other side of windows.
For her to say the room, you know, insinuates to everybody, like what you're talking about, is that everybody was allowed into the election count room when that was not the case.
And this week, City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo told KVNF the same thing.
And I would agree with her. There was nobody in the scanning and tabulating room except election judges and election officials.
So if the two clerks agree that nobody was in the counting room, what was the problem? Delpiccolo says two things drove her decision. The first was that it wasn't her building and she couldn't offer every candidate the same access.
So my perspective was I didn't have control of that space. Like I always feel it's really important that all candidates are treated exactly the same.
So she moved the last count to City Hall, where she did have control.
I just felt like the last of the ballots needed to be tallied, and they were tallied in my presence with three other election judges, and I just wanted to make sure I had control of the space.
The second thing was partisanship. Montrose City elections are nonpartisan by law, and Delpiccolo says that that night it stopped feeling that way.
Municipal elections are nonpartisan by law. Municipalities are nonpartisan by law, and I felt like it became partisan.
And that night, City Clerk Lisa Delpiccolo did not know how David White and Michael Badiaco and Adam Wooden came to be at the elections office. She just knew it was late at night and that they were the only candidates there. There's one more piece of this, and Gines brought it up herself. Before the election, she signed nominating petitions for certain city council candidates. Those are the signatures that get a candidate onto the ballot. And the city clerk, Lisa Delpiccolo, saw her name on them. Here's County Clerk Tressa Gines.
I thought maybe that was a bad judgment on my part, that I should not do that, should not ever sign a petition.
KVNF asked the Colorado Secretary of State's office whether any law governs that. Communications Director Jack Todd wrote back, and there is, quote, nothing in law preventing an elected official from signing a petition. He said the department takes no position on whether an elected clerk should sign one in a nonpartisan race, and that it has no jurisdiction over municipal elections at all. When I asked Delpiccolo about it, she stopped me.
I prefer not to. I don't want to throw stones at Tressa. I respect her. I respect what she does, and I don't want to cast any judgment on anything she did.
Gines says her office is built to keep her own opinions out of the count.
I don't count the votes. Everything that we do, we use bipartisan teams of judges from the public. We don't use county employees.
Gines also questioned how the ballots got from the county to the city hall that night, carried out in someone's arms rather than in a sealed container. Delpiccolo answered that directly.
We traveled as a group. No one was in the custody of those ballots alone ever. We took them back to City Hall, locked them in a box in our election room that is also locked.
Lisa Delpiccolo has been Montrose's city clerk since 2011. She and Gines have run elections together for years, and Gines says nothing like this has ever come up before.
We've never had a problem at all. We've never had a communication issue.
Both of them told me that they want that back.
I think we can work together. I think it's going to take a little repairing of our relationship, but I'm willing to do that because, like I said, we rely on their expertise. They do elections very well, and I never meant to cast any cloud over their ability to conduct elections fairly.
I told Lisa that I'd like to air her saying that.
Yeah, and I hope she hears it as well.
What's notable here is that the same people and candidates that were present that night back in April, David White, Michael Badiaco, and Adam Wooden, are the same people who brought this to the public's attention. White wrote an expose piece in the Mirror about it, Badiaco requested an investigation, and Wooden was the first to raise the question in a city council meeting. What's left is a city clerk and a county clerk that have to work together again in November for the midterm election when Montrose votes on whether to move its city elections to the fall. And after speaking at length with both of them, I can say they are both willing and eager to do so. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
If you can't catch our newscast live on air, it's available for you whenever on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on KVNF.org, and the KVNF listening app. That's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 4th. I'm Audra McCabe.